Okay. Shall we make a start? I'm very mindful that everyone else has joined on time, and I don't think we have a decision to make until we get to the item four, if my memory serves me rightly. So let's make a start. Apologies, Gabby, so far. I think we only have Victor Aboud.
Yes, that's everything I have.
Okay, thank you very much. Can we start off then? And greetings, everybody. First of all, item two, the minutes and actions from the last meeting. Can I have any comments on the minutes themselves, please? I know they've been shared on the list, etc. No? In which case, I will assume that they're accepted by the council and move on to action.
Oops.
An echo?
Can we just check where the echo comes from? Okay, it's gone. Shall I run through the actions, Leslie?
Yes, please, Gabby.
Okay, we have action AT01, Bart Boswinkle to forward the adopted document on NOMCOM requirements to Cheryl Langdon Orr for distribution to the NOMCOM. This is done. Oh, can I just ask who joined? No one? Okay. Then we have action 8002, the secretary to post the December 2012 version of the CCNSO work plan on the CCNSO website. Is this done?
Thank you.
Action 8003, the secretary to post a note from the CCNSO chair regarding CCNSO involvement in GNSO working groups on the CCNSO website. Bart?
Hello, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It's what I say, Leslie, you wrote a note to the CCTLD membership, and I have what I intended to do is rewrite it a little bit, a bit more extensive with references to the bylaws, so that's pending.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have action 8004, the secretary to arrange for the first meeting of the CCNSO Council Committee on the CCNSO election review. This is done. Action 8005, Bart Boswinkle to draft a potential response to the at-large white paper regarding the suggestion that CCTLDs should be subject to GTLD standards and share the draft response with the CCNSO Council and members, and this has been done. Action 8006, the secretariat to, on behalf of the CCNSO Council, ask for an extension of the deadline for the ICANN Academy survey. This has been done. We have action 8007, the secretariat to send out a call for further volunteers amongst the councillors for the ICANN Academy survey response. This has been done. We have action 8008, the CCNSO Council to appoint any tech working group volunteers to be part of the IANA consultations drafting team on the council email list. Bart?
Yes, we send out an invitation to the tech working group. Tech working group has sent out the invitation to its members two or three times with no response. So we are working on and continuing our work on the IANA consultations. In the meantime, the period to submit comments has been extended as well, and this evening the drafting committee will meet for its first time.
Okay, thank you.
And then we have the last action, that's 8009, Bart Boswinkle to draft a request for an extended deadline on at least one of the IANA-related public comment periods in order for the CCNSO to have time to respond, and this has been done. Can I just say, I know that Youngham and Barak have joined in the meantime. Did someone else join?
Margarita also joined on Adobe, I believe, and Paula.
And Paula, great, because then we're quorate.
Thank you, Gabby. Okay, does anyone wish to ask any questions or make any comments on that rather long list of actions, but most of which have been done, please? No? Okay. So let's move on, everybody, to the updates section of the meeting. And I should just say I saw John Berard on Adobe, so welcome, John. I think it's the first meeting that you've attended that I've been chairing the call anyway. I'm not sure if you were with us last month, but welcome.
Well, thank you, Leslie. It is my first meeting, and I will do my best to pay close attention.
Thank you. Okay, so in this item, item three is where we share updates around the world. If I can start as chair, like many of you, I've had some time off over Christmas, so not maybe quite as busy as usual, but some updates from me. I have had a discussion with the chair of the GNSO about whether the CCNSO Council meet with the GNSO Council in Beijing. And I think the overall feeling is that we should meet, but that we meet when we do have matters to discuss. And when we do meet, we would benefit from some more effective preparation. So those of you who've attended the joint meetings previously probably have fed back over time to both the GNSO chair and myself. We wondered quite what we were doing there sometimes, and those meetings are much more helpful if we have some joint themes or some updates to share which make the best use of our time. So we are going to have a conversation after this council call and after the GNSO have had their council call to see if we meet in Beijing and if so, what the subjects are, and I'll report back to you on that. Separately, I've been in liaison with ICANN about a CEO round table that's being organised. I'm not attending that as CCNSO chair. I'm attending that as the CEO of Nominet. And it's my understanding that there's a series of roundtables that are being arranged with quite a few bits of the community, which I think is a positive move for FADI to meet and engage with community leaders. I should also mention that FADI is visiting Nominet shortly. If the meeting goes ahead as planned, hopefully I do want to slip in some CCNSO-related updates so that he is aware of the work that we're doing and the tremendous work that the council members are doing as well. Separately from that... Sorry, was that somebody? No. Separate from that, I've had a series of calls with the Secretariat, particularly with Bart, on CCNSO matters, most of which are elsewhere in the agenda. And I have also had some emails with Katrina, who's leading the work of the election process review, and no doubt she will cover that in her update later on the agenda too. That's all from me. Happy to respond to any questions or comments.
Leslie, this is Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Hi. In the conversations with the GNSO, I just want to draw the attention that we do have, say, two councillors who are, in fact, appointed as liaison. And, say, one of their issues was the other side, in particular the GNSO council, did not have a, say, similar position. Or, say, in order to organize these meetings.
What do you mean by similar position? Sorry?
It's somebody who is on the GNSO side could take the responsibility to liaise with, say, the councillors in order to prepare the joint meeting.
I understand. I thought that the chair of the GNSO was volunteering to do that, but I may be wrong. Okay. Anyone else?
Hi, Leslie. This is Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Thank you for the update.
Can't hear you, Peter, I'm afraid. Hello? No, we've lost Peter. We'll come back later, Peter, to that. That may have been a question or comment, I'm not sure. Let's move on to the Vice Chair update. I'm not sure if we have Byron on the call, but I know I've seen Keith.
Yeah.
Gabby? Sorry, Keith. Gabby, do we have Byron on the call?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. Yes, Byron should be on the call, yes.
Okay, Byron, would you like to start?
Sure. Hi, everybody.
Uh-huh.
In terms of my vice chair role, I haven't done anything specifically. However, I was part of the Canadian delegation to the WICCED conference, which was certainly interesting, and though not specific to CCNSO, I think definitely, as I'm sure people have read and seen in blogs and tweets, etc., it could be quite relevant to us in our various domestic environments, depending on where we're from.
Byron, many of us can hardly hear you. Could you possibly speak up? I think you were on WICCED, but that's the only bit I heard.
Is that any better?
Slightly.
Is that any better?
That's much better.
Okay. Yeah, so I was just saying I did attend the WICCED conference as part of our Canadian delegation, and though not specific to the CCNSO, I think certainly for each and every one of our CCTLDs, depending on what our government is thinking, the outcomes of that could be material for us, and it only served to reinforce my support for the multi-stakeholder and the ICANN model. Basically redoubled my confidence, even in spite of ICANN's challenges. The alternative is far less palatable. And other than that, I don't have much to report. Don't have anything further to report.
Okay. Thank you, Byron. Shall we move on to Keith? Sorry, Keith, I cut you off earlier.
No problems. Hi, Leslie and everyone. Yes, I too shared the joy of being part of our New Zealand government delegation to the WICCED and 2 weeks in Dubai. Echoing Byron's words that, it was very important, I think, that a number of CCTLDs were represented there and were able to influence their own governments and the positioning along the multi-stakeholder lines that we all believe in. So it was a valuable exercise and not completely related to CCNSO, but nonetheless closely aligned. And I think this activity looking forward is something that we'll need to strategize on as well. Other activities, I'm a member of the ISOC board. We've just been on retreat in Miami for a week. I'm also chairing the nominations committee for the ISOC board appointments, and we're intensively interviewing now. So my quantity of time for ICANN and the CCNSO lately has been somewhat limited. The FOI working group I'll report on later, but other than that, I've been participating in the other working groups and with the Secretariat on various issues, primarily on the IANA discussions that are coming up later. That's it from me.
Okay, thank you very much both. Both of you have mentioned WICCED. I guess it's the appropriate point to ask Bart or Gabby, is that currently on our agenda somewhere for Beijing?
Gabby, do you?
Gabby?
Yeah, yes, we have a session planned. We haven't really planned the content yet, but it's on our agenda just in case.
We have space. That's yes. Very good. Thank you. Okay, any questions or comments for Byron or then Keith then, please? No? Okay, let's move on. Any updates from council members? Who would like to go first?
This is Roloff.
Hi, Roloff.
Just one announcement that after a significant period of, let me call it, stable membership last week, the Faroe Islands joined as member 135.
They did indeed. That was great. We call it the Faroe Islands, but both pronunciations are probably not quite the local pronunciation. Thank you for that. We also have an update from Poalos over Adobe to say that the ICANN 2013 Africa MIG meeting will be held on the 6th to 8th of March at the UNICA Conference Center in Addis Ababa, and will cover multi-stakeholder internet governance, that's what MIG is, and the DNS industry and business in Africa. Thank you very much, Paulos, for that update. Anyone else?
Leslie, this is Yang'an.
Hi, Yang'an.
Hi. Just a brief addition to the Wicked issue regarding .kr. As some of you may know, Korea did sign the agreement, and it was a big issue domestically. And so in the future with WTPF and so on, and incidentally, we have a couple of the international meetings coming up in Korea, including the Cyberspace Forum and the Plenipotentiary in next year. So there's a movement in Korea to seriously consider the meaning of multi-stakeholder.
That sounds very interesting. You must keep us posted on developments. Thank you, Yang'an.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay, let's move to regional organizations. I saw we had Carolina on the call.
Yes, here I am.
Hi, Carolina.
Hello. Well, as most of you have been away on holiday as well, and it's also summer holidays, but we did launch our first issue of the LACTLD report, which is a publication we will release every 6 months, so we are very pleased with that, and I will be sending a copy to Gabby to include as material at the CCNSO website. And we are not thinking of this publication as just a LACTLD thing, but also some kind of document or publication that CCTLDs in the region can use to engage with the local communities. And the other issue is that we had a retreat last week with some other stakeholders from the internet community of the LAC region with the ICANN VP for the region, Rodrigo de la Parra, and we had this retreat in Montevideo during 2 days last weekend. So we are building up the LAC strategy, and the good news is that LAC-TLD and CCTLDs were represented in this strategy document.
Excellent. Thank you for that update, Carolina. I feel as though I'm missing some retreats in warm places. We have snow here today. The retreats we've heard about have been in lovely warm places. I am suitably envious. Peter, shall we move to Europe next?
Yes. Hi, Leslie. Apologies. I was kicked off earlier when I was talking. On center, two updates that are relevant for this group. First of all, we're moving on from Wicked to WTPF, as you will know. So we have made that the focus of our next General Assembly in Lisbon. And we've also drafted a paper that is publicly available, and I will share the link with Gabby so that she can circulate it to the community if you think it's relevant. It's a paper that basically describes what happens between Wicked and WTPF, how one links into the other, and what the relevance is for CTs, why they should pay attention. So it's focused at our members, but that could be quite useful as well for other CTs. We hope to think that it's a paper that that provides all the information that a CC needs to know before the WTPF happens. The second thing is that we're building a stat counter, and center members have already been familiar over the years with the center stats, but now we are investing in a module on our website that would allow non-members to feed their stats into the tool as well, and that is basically a follow-up from a discussion that happened at in an IGF working group where people were looking for a truly global DNSSEC counter. And so within 14 days from now, we should be done with the testing, and that tool should be made available. And so that's something else that people can, I mean, if they wish to do so, contribute to. In return, obviously, they can benefit from the stats that are resulting from the tool. So that was these were the two updates I wanted to share from Centre. Following up on your update, I just have one question, and that is on the roundtable that FAVI is organizing in London. There is some confusion on that, and I was hoping that that you or CCR on the request from CCR will actually be clarified on what it's exactly about. Since the agenda is and the people that are attending are supposed to be secret, it's a bit difficult to give answers to my members that are asking for that are asking some of the questions. And these are like, what is the purpose of the meeting? What was the selection of who is invited and who not? And then what's the role of the CCNSO? Is the stakeholder model not sufficient? That FADI wants to talk directly to some of the PCs? I mean, and obviously nobody is doubting that this is a good initiative, but it's probably the secrecy that surrounds the whole thing that is bothering some people. Is that something that you think the CCNSO could solve?
I probably don't have the information to solve it, Peter. So I know that I have been booked for a meeting, and my understanding was that it was one of a series of meetings that FADI was holding with the community. I know I've seen some of my Twitter followers talking about various registry and registrar meetings, so I've assumed that it was the follow-on from those. I currently don't know who's been invited and what the agenda is. So I suggest Centre's more than capable of putting together the questions you would like answered and sent to FADI or to whoever. As I said earlier, I am attending purely as the CEO of Nominet. I don't quite know who else is invited and who isn't.
By no means I was addressing you specifically on this. These are just open questions. It's one of the things that keeps on returning is in a multi-stakeholder model, the CCNSO is representative of the CCTLDs, not just the 10 that are handpicked for a specific event. And how is the opinion of the 100 and, well, not 125, because that's obviously not only CCNSO members that are being invited, but how is the opinion of the 260 other CCs being brought into this process?
I
this is a question for the CCNSO, I think, that the council should discuss. I mean, if the council decides that it's not relevant, then fine, but it's probably something we should discuss.
I think maybe it would help if we had a bit more information to inform that discussion in response to your question. Does anyone else have input to make here?
Do we know who within ICANN is organizing this?
I think Scotland would have Beaker saying that connectivity is not very good, but he had an invite to London, but it conflicts with his board meeting. And Carlos was saying he's also been invited to London, but the timing's very tight. Apologies if I've missed others. I'm scrolling up. No, I don't think so. But do we know who's organizing the meeting?
Leslie, this is Roloff. I'll attend.
You're attending. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mark?
Say, FADI is organizing, it's part of the, say, the roundtable he's been organizing for the, to the roundtable he's been organizing for the GTLD registries and GTLD registrars, and it's the first one, as far as I understand, in successive conversations, say, with other, so there will be more roundtables in future. And the selection criteria is in order to make it, it's the purpose of the meeting is to make it very interactive, forward-looking meeting, and so it's a limited number of seats, and it's purely between the CEO of ICANN and between the CEO of, say, CEOs of CCTLD. So there is no role envisioned for either the CCNSO or the regional organizations. And the selection criteria, as far as I know, there was, say, looking at the, say, the more, or at the, yeah, European and other regions, participants from other regions, and this will, yeah, it's a very diverse group. So it's the okay. Initial invitation has been limited to, I think, around 17, knowing that some people will not be able to attend from all ICANN or from all the geographic regions.
So would it be possible for the CCNSO through you to just ask for some further information that we can share with people about this program? I mean, I assume he hasn't met with all of the registrars or all of the registries.
Okay. It's a similar format, and I think, say, it's going to be, and that's probably already the idea. If you look at the blogs on the, and I can share it with the council and the broader list. If you look at the blogs on the registrar meeting and the GTLD registry CEO meeting, they follow the same pattern, say, of discussing and interaction on future trends. And then secondly is the impact of the new GTLD. One of the items is the impact of the new GTLD program. So that's a very high level. I know ICANN staff is still in the process of setting the agenda, so a rough agenda has been shared, but not so much with the precise content. But I can ask for it. But as this is still in motion, I think say, as soon as it's settled, it's not secret then.
Okie doke. So just what? On the list, Katrina was saying she got the invite too, but due to other travel arrangements, cannot attend. And Youngham was saying she didn't quite hear all of your comments, Peter, because the line was a bit choppy. So if I can summarise, I think you were saying some concerns from centre members that this is a secret meeting, and what is the agenda and how does this fit in the multi-stakeholder model? Was that your direction
of
travel?
Yes, indeed. On the secrecy, the reason why I mention that is some people have told me that they are not allowed to share information about the meeting. So that's why
it's
right. Somewhat secret. Okay, but thanks. That's very helpful.
I need to share that because I think that, as you say, I've been copied in on some of the invites. I haven't seen any reference to secrecy.
Okay.
Some of our board members mentioned that an hour ago, Mark.
All right.
One of the board members.
Let's move on, if that's okay with you, Peter. I think we have an undertaking that when there is some more information available, that we will release that, and certainly the invite that I saw certainly wasn't marked secret, which is why I shared it with you as part of my update with my CEO hat. So
I appreciate it.
Can we move on? We've got the other regional organisations. I saw that we have both Barak and Jian on the call, I think. Barak, are you okay to speak? Nope. Shall we try Jian?
Hi, this is Jian.
Hi, Jian.
We're busy at preparing our members meeting coming next week. And also we did a member survey and a consultation, and also we're preparing a comment on and a consultation. So that's pretty much it right now.
Thank you very much for that. And Barak is typing, which I assume might be his... No, he says, sorry, he can't be heard. Barak, if you'd like to share the update on the Adobe, I can read or people can read for you. Let's move on to staff updates. Bart?
I don't have much at this stage.
Okay.
It's coming back and say all the other some of the other stuff on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Gabby?
No, something we won't talk about anyway. So
you're surprisingly quiet. Christina?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And in the meantime, Barak has said that Paulus has already mentioned about the ICANN event in your region. And he's still typing, so there may be an additional update in a while, but let's go on. I'm very mindful of time. So the next item we had is item 4, the extraordinary council election for the LAC region. For councillors' background, Louis Espinosa from .cr is leaving .cr. And you remember that he was appointed to the council at the most recent elections, but unfortunately he's advised that he will be unable to take up his seat, which means, I'm afraid, that we will need to have an additional election in the LAC region to replace Louis. And the proposal is that we appoint Gabby as the election manager. Gabby, do you want to... speak to that item?
I have nothing special to say. I mean, there's a suggested timeline there, and, well, if you approve it, we just go ahead and have extraordinary elections. I have nothing special to add.
Okay, thank you. Anyone, any comments or questions? Is anyone against going forward on the timeline?
Hi, this is Carolina. Because we are during summer holidays here, in particular in some countries more than others, I might suggest to extend for 1 week the deadline for the nomination period, just in case, I mean, we receive, I mean, few votes and comments on the list.
Gabby, would that cause any issues?
No, that would be fine. Could okay. cause an issue if there would be, you know, a tie election, and then we would run, because we preferably would be ready with it before the Beijing meeting. But no, it shouldn't be really a big problem. So I'll extend it for 1 week.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I saw Margarita agreed with Carolina there as well. Okay, by non-objection then, I think we take that as carried. And can I also suggest that the CCNSO wish Louis the best for the future and regrets that he's not able to take up his seat. We could send him our best wishes. That would seem to be appropriate. Let's move on then to item 5, an update on the work plan. But you've been busy.
As they introduced during the last call, it's what I've done is update all the different activities, so what happened over the last month and what will happen in the near future. And as discussed during the last call, this will happen at every council call, so you're aware of what's going on in the different working groups, etc., and what needs to be done. So it's a bit more detailed than the, say, working group update on work on the agenda item 10. So if there are any questions okay. on this update, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you, Bart. And we're going to be going into it a bit more in Beijing, are we not?
Yes, the way as we've discussed it is that, say, this update is the regular one. It's easy to maintain, easy to read, and at the, say, the workshop of the council, we go into more detail looking at, say, capacity in combination with, say, a broader, say, how these working groups fit in into the different high-level activities like administrative work of the council, etc. And that's also linked with the roles and responsibilities of the council.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, in the meantime, any questions or comments from anyone, please? If not, we will receive that, and thank you very much, Bart, for your ongoing work on that item. The next item on the agenda is the BCNSO statement. And somebody has an extremely noisy thing somewhere. But who's speaking to the CCNSO statement? This is on the GNSO metric.
Some time ago, the council decided that it might be useful for the CCNSO to respond and submit a statement to the consumer metric advice from late December, if I recall correctly. The CCNSO or the GNSO Council adopted the advice of the Consumer Metrics Working Group, the GNSO Consumer Metrics Working Group.
But we can hardly hear you.
If we want to proceed, we need to do a call for volunteers to prepare a CCNSO statement.
Okay, so I think the audio deteriorated partway through that, but I think you were saying, does the CCNSO want to provide a statement, and if so, we will need to do a call for volunteers.
Well, yes, but say the council already decided, I think, sometimes in October to do a statement. So it's more the reaffirmation that we want to do a statement than anything else.
Okay, does anyone have any comments on that, please? I'm slightly confused about if we've already decided we wanted to do a statement, why it's come back on the agenda, but I apologize.
No, I've spoken to you about that before.
Ah, I remember. So we've only just had the GNSO stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was on metrics. Measures for how you assess consumer trust and choice in the DNS.
Yeah, especially in relation to the new GTLDs.
Okay, John, you've raised your hand.
Would it be okay to offer some comment at this point?
Of course.
Okay, I was the GNSO Council liaison to the Working Group for Consumer Metrics. The GNSO Council stopped work of that group and has forwarded to the board. The goal was to establish a potential set of metrics so that when ICANN looked back on the introduction of the new GTLDs, it would have some basis for deciding whether it had met its responsibilities for building consumer trust, encouraging competition, that sort of thing. I think it would be a great idea for the CCNSO to comment on that. I think the comment probably just at this point best directed to the board, seeing as how the material has been forwarded to them. My particular background is as a public relations executive, and my participation on the working group, it was clear that we were focused, or it on how the world at large, registrants individually, could react to the introduction of these new GTLDs. It's always struck me, and one of the reasons why I wanted to be named liaison to the CCNSO, that from the market's perspective, the choice presented to individuals is a collection of CC and G domain name possibilities. And it would be, I think, great for the CCNSO to express its point of view with regard to the metrics that have been offered to the board by the GNSO Council.
Okay, thank you, John. Can I test the temperature? Is there interest in providing CCNSO input into this, please? We had said that we would quite some time ago when we had quite a different workload, and we're just testing if that is still the desire of the CCNSO. Obviously, we have relevant experience in this area. I'm slightly concerned that we are struggling to get volunteers for some of the statements that we need to make, though, so I'm kind of neutral on whether we should or whether we shouldn't personally, but don't let me influence people on that. Can I have some views, please?
Leslie, this is Roloff.
Hi, Roloff.
I wouldn't give it the highest priority, in the sense that if we have time left, we could do it, but since it's not directly CCNSO business, I wouldn't give it too high a priority.
Thank you, Roloff. Anyone else? Okay. Normally, John, when there's something we feel really keen about, we'll have a queue of people waiting to comment. So I'm afraid we probably have to say that this is of interest to CCTRDs, but at this stage, the CCNSO will not be making inputs.
Listen.
Anyone disagree with that? I see Youngham is agreeing with Roloff.
Leslie, Shirley.
Hi, Cheryl.
Just as a side point, and I also served with John on that same GNSO working group, I guess the CCNSO Council should remember that the call for comment on metrics, on definitions actually, and metrics and measures, went out to all of the ACs and SOs in, I think if memory serves, John, correct me if I'm wrong, December 2010 from the board. The GNSO was the only work group as such that ended up operating and creating a set of metrics. It did so in a very open, public and interactive way with the wider community. And it certainly, I think, could be looked at as a set of baseline material that you could go yay, nay, or we totally disagree or agree on rather than reworking them. But I guess you just do need to remember that the board resolution asked all of the ACs and the SOs to contribute statements, that's all.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I do remember that, though it does seem a rather long time ago, doesn't it? And I think at the time we said we would decide on whether we commented or not when we saw what came out of that process. Mm. So I think it sounds as though it's been in good hands in the meantime, and I'm not hearing a strong urge to come in on that now, which is probably a good sign. Okay, let's move on, everybody, please. The next item is the update on the council workshop and other meetings in Beijing so far. And there's a separate paper on this one, just to remind everybody that we have a council workshop booked for the Sunday, and when we're going to talk about four items currently on that agenda. If you'd like to add some more to that, let us know, although obviously we have quite a tight timeline. We also have the preparation meeting for our other engagements with the ICANN board, for example, on the Monday, and then we have the CCNSO Council meeting on the Wednesday. That's just a reminder, Bart, unless there's something I've missed.
Nope, that was the whole purpose, so people can make so everybody's aware, say, for his or her travel arrangements.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. Moving on then to travel funding guidelines. So council members will recall at previous council calls the council working group on travel had been reworking the guidelines really so as to make it easier for both applicants and also the committee deciding on how to allocate the funding. I have been a member of that committee for a little while now, along with Sokol and, oh gosh, I've forgotten the other member.
Dotty.
So we struggled at times to apply the guidelines and felt that there could be a need for greater clarity. The guidelines for adoption are really as a result of that toing and froing amongst the committee with Gabby's excellent support, I have to say, and they are proposed for adoption by the council. Can I have any questions or comments, please?
Leslie, this is Hero.
Hi, Hero.
Yes, I read the guideline document. I generally support the new guidelines document, but let me give some thought for that document. The first is in the expression of interest, if the applicant's experience of ICANN, such as remote participation or ICANN fellowship, is described, it may help us know the applicant's preparedness. So let me suggest that we put some sentence that the expression of interest may have the experience of ICANN. That's my first comment. And my second comment is that in that decision, I think it's good for us to consider the regional or geographical diversity. I think it's not in the document.
Okay. Thank you for that. Gabby, perhaps you can remind us, is the experience of ICANN actually covered on the application form?
I will have to check myself, sorry, because I've forgotten about that, as I said, practically.
From ones that I can recall seeing in the past, Hero, people are very good at putting down why they need to be there, which generally does cover experience of ICANN. But there seems not to be a shortage of information for the committee to make a decision. It's the shortage of guidelines to make that decision on that has been the challenge. I know Sokol is on the call. I don't know if he wishes to come in here.
I can just say it's nothing in the form about ICANN experience.
I don't remember anything, Gabby, on exactly on that with regard to ICANN experience.
No, there's nothing on ICANN experience, but I am not actually not totally sure that is, because our main criteria is that you actually contribute to the work of the CCNSO, and as mentioned in the guidelines, it says that it will be hard for newcomers to participate, because what we look at is actually the contribution, and it doesn't matter if you haven't never been to ICANN, but if you come with a great contribution, then you still have the chance to get funding. So what's very, very important to see is that we're really looking, first of all, we're looking at what you contribute with, and then it doesn't really matter what region you're from or how many times you've been to ICANN or what experience you have.
Okay. And the regional or geographic diversity, I know, is something that's certainly in the mind of the committee when we are making decisions. Is that covered in any way on the form or in these revised guidelines?
It's not covered as in regional diversity because some regions tend to need more support than others. So we can see that from what we're getting. We do have something covered saying that if we see that someone will not have the financial possibility to if let's say if someone comes from a richer region or country and contributes as much as someone who probably would not be able to contribute to finance their own travel, then we will give preference to the one that probably could not finance their own traveling. it's not the region itself is not covered in that way, no.
Hmm.
Except with that all councillors need, every councillor from every region has the right to receive funding.
Okay.
This is Stockholm. Hearing what Leo is saying, and looking back, don't you think perhaps we can do something to address the regional diversity in the forum? I know that the classic ICON fellowship addresses that. Depending on the region of the ICANN meeting, they tried, of course, to address that particular region when they award fellowships. But perhaps also in our case, we can do something to address that.
My concern with that is that there are some geographic regions where we have always had more applicants from, and quite rightly too, because country code managers in that area have particularly struggled to fund attendance. And I would be concerned if forcing geographic diversity meant that there would be less funds going to a particular region that had a particular need. That wouldn't be a positive outcome. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you may have nice spread geographic diversity, which means that we are penalising a region where people are less able to fund themselves.
I agree, Leslie. I must say that I think because, as I said, our main criteria is what you contribute with, and if we would be bound by region, then we would not be able to contribute many great people from a region. That would actually make it really hard for us, because I know roughly the quality, depending on the quality of applications and so on. I really think that should be superior to what region it comes from. So I personally would be against that too, to be honest.
But do we have a problem with the regional representation? Because if we don't have a problem there, there's no need to add anything to the document, I think. If it works out well at the moment.
Yeah.
I can just reply. I think actually we do have a quite nice spread of regional representation anyway. It's not that I can see that there's any region that is, dominating too much over another. So I think it would be a step backward to put that in, to be honest.
So can I just attempt to try to help us through this one? How about if the council asked the committee to particularly bear in mind when considering applications the candidates' experience of ICANN and regional and geographic diversity? I should also add a male-female diversity as well would be quite key, but that those are things the committee needs to bear in mind when making its final selection, as opposed to rewriting the revised guidelines.
That sounds good, Leslie, but is this something that we can put on guidelines? Or you're thinking more in terms of keeping into consideration during the evaluation?
I was suggesting maybe it could be advice to the committee as opposed to editing the guidelines as they currently stand. Because talking about diversity, particularly, obviously being a female, you remind me that we haven't covered sexual diversity either. So that kind of would also be something that maybe we need to add.
My concern is that when we are replaced as a team, as a committee, then the new members of the committee might not be aware of such recommendation or advice. That's why.
It would need to be given.
Okay.
Leslie, all right.
Yep. Bart. Can you speak up, Bart? You're very faint.
I'm sorry. Yes, I have hands-free on, so maybe this is better.
One
of the things is if we record it in the minutes, and I know, say, ICANN staff, you also have the say, in some days, Gabby will be will be gone as well. But if we record it in the minutes and knowing, say, in the handover, that we always can point back to the minutes of this meeting where these guidelines were adopted. So in that sense, it is this advice to the travel committee is documented and included.
And I think also that any guidelines should be reviewed periodically anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it might not work. So on the Adobe, Hong was saying diversity could be an element for consideration, but might not be a compulsory element. And I'm afraid I've got two people, Roloff and Keith, who need to leave the call due to other commitments. I'm keen to move us on, otherwise we'll get bogged down in this one. I'm not hearing consensus as yet. I think we've still got opinions. We go with the note for the moment and then see how it works. Does anyone feel able to give me a clear steer, please?
Sorry, Leslie, it's Byron. Could you just repeat that last comment?
So either we take the revised guidelines with the advice from the council to bear in mind experience of ICANN and regional or geographic diversity, etc., or we don't approve the guidelines as they stand and go back asking for further iterations.
Well, if I could comment on that, I would, pardon me, I suggest that the guidelines as they stand are reasonable and that we've had a pretty good conversation, and I think all of us would acknowledge that, you know, these are factors for consideration but not necessarily the defining guidelines.
Yeah.
I tend to agree that the guidelines suggest that they're merit-based, and that whoever the individual is, regardless of where or how they come to us, is going to bring value to the CCNSO discussion. I think that's the paramount guideline. It's in the guidelines, and I would be supportive of going forward with them as they are, recognizing the conversation we've had today.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hi, Hiro.
This is Hiro. So hearing the discussion, let me say that we adopt the guideline as it is now and put some comments on the minutes.
Okie doke. Thank you. Let's go ahead with that unless anyone has any objections. Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry, that was so difficult. The other item on that is to appoint a new member of the Travel Funding Committee, because you will see in the guidelines that the CCNSO chair is intended not to be a member of the committee, so that the chair can have the final say in the event that the guidelines don't give guidance or their impact is unreasonable. So the chair would move to an appeal role. Given our time frame today, I suggest we task the Secretariat with asking for a volunteer to join that committee, if that would be okay. Thank you. Okay, let's move on, please. The next item is the CCPDP tracking document. There was a paper on that document, and the suggestion is that we approve and give some feedback to the email so that the board can think about how this checklist can include the CC elements. I think that's what we were intending. Bart, help me out here.
Yes, it's all say there is no real rush, or we can postpone this one and defer it to the next council meeting as well.
Okay. Could we circulate it as a separate paper on the list and maybe get some initial inputs?
Yeah.
That would be helpful. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to working group and other updates. And just scrolling back on Adobe, the first one was the SOP working group. And Roloff, who's now needs to leave the call, reported that he has nothing to report from the SOP since ICANN followed our advice and stopped working on the strategic plan update and is now preparing a whole new strategic plan on which we will provide comments, I'm sure, at a later stage. And the next one was the Framework Interpretation Working Group. Keith has also had to leave this call, but has reported that the working group was not yet met in 2013, as there was not a quorum available for the last call. They're going to meet again on the 21st of February and plan to have some improved
transfer. I am sorry, that's not a valid extension. Please try again.
I'm having one of those days. there will be text on the topic of substantial misbehavior and revocation for the working group to consider on their next call. Okay. Jeanne, you're next. The update on the jig, please, if you would. Nope, I'm missing Jan. Do we have an update on the dig at all, Bart? I think Jan did circulate something by email, but I don't think it went to the entire council.
No, I haven't seen it. It's very simple. They're working on, say, draft final paper on universal acceptance, and they're looking into and still discussing issues pertaining to variant management. And they will have
okay.
a In, and they will have a meeting in at the Beijing meeting.
Thank you. Next up, we have the Finance Working Group. Byron reported in that there was not an update for the time being, as they had not yet met this, or not yet met recently, I believe.
That's correct, Leslie. We are... I'm working with Bart trying to set up a date, which is proving a bit challenging, but we're working on it.
Excellent. Thank you. If anyone has any comments or questions, do interrupt. I'm just trying to whiz through this part of the agenda, given that we're starting to lose people, I'm afraid. The next up is the Programs Working Group. Speaker has reported that since Toronto, the Working Group has had two teleconferences. They went through the meeting survey from Toronto and discussed the feedback and have published a draft agenda and working on drafting a panel discussion. Then we have the Capacity Building Study Group. Do we have any update from Fernando? I don't think we've seen one, Gabby. Fernando.
Hi, I'm online. Yeah, so this is a quick update. We had a meeting with the team about a week and a half to review a final draft report that was provided by Gabby, and there's still one item going under discussion, and we plan on meeting this coming Friday to hopefully have a final report that we can provide to the council. Our goal is still to be able to do that before Beijing, of course.
Thank you very much, Fernando, and the others on that group. Next up, the IDN CCPDP.
It's fairly simple. You see, say, both working groups have concluded their work, and now we're into the ordinary process of the PDP, so the interim report is out for public comments, and hopefully by the time, by Beijing, the council will receive the final report on the PDP itself, and then we go into discussion and voting mode.
Thank you, Bart. Next we have the study group on the use of country names. Youngham has very kindly provided quite a detailed update on the agenda, which I won't read. But obviously the work is ongoing, looking at the responses to the survey, and making the report for a consultation in Beijing. Youngham, was there anything you briefly wanted to add?
Leslie, that's from Paul Schindler, the working group chair. So,
I'm sorry. Youngham, did you want to add anything else to that?
No. I just like to thank Gabby and Bud for summarizing it nicely.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, then we have the Incident Response Repository Working Group. And we have an update already given on the agenda. Bart, was there anything to add to that?
No, not really. It's, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. No. So this is from the chair of the working group, Louise.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, but not by any means leastly, the Election Process Review Study Group. Katrina.
Yes, we just started our work, and we had two teleconference calls. And, well, during the first one, we agreed that there's much more in that than just elections and voting. But after some consultation with Leslie, we decided we should go on with our initial work. So we will provide a report on election process review. But in addition to that, we will also give our view on topical issues that probably should be addressed by a larger group of councillors. So we will just submit these documents by Beijing meeting, and so hopefully we'll discuss them further with the council.
Thank you, Katrina. So our exchange was very helpful. It's my understanding there's a there's some immediate problems, and then there's some longer-term problems that, as you say, we should consider more widely in the CCNSO, I think is where you appear to
meet. Exactly, yeah. Very nicely put. Yeah, exactly. There are, well, after last elections, when we studied reports, we see that there are many issues that we just must deal with immediately. They are really, really very urgent, just because, well, now we know that we have 135 members, and number of members is growing. So all those issues with elections will be just more and more, will get more and more urgent. So just must address some immediate issues like, for example, how to renew primary contact data and how to communicate election process in a clear and understandable way to members of community. And also we need some tool for members where we can, which we can use to do the voting more efficiently and more quickly. But yes, exactly as you pointed out. So we identified some issues that maybe are not so urgent, but it's better if we start dealing with them, the sooner the better.
Okay, so we'll look forward to hearing the outcome from that one.
Leslie, as you'll note, this is one of the items that's included on the for the workshop.
Yeah, thank you. Did I hear somebody else trying to speak just then? No. Okay. So let's move on to other updates. Item 10.11, requests for comments and input. Bart, what do we have under that, please?
Normally, yeah, it's either Vika or Keith, but...
I'm sorry. I know Keith has left the call and Vika had a very poor line. I'm not aware of anything presently.
No, there is a lot of public fora, and this is an item that comes back in the recommendations of the study group.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Okay, thank you. Let's move on to 10.12, the ICANN Outreach Program. Sokol?
Yes, Leslie. After this update, I'll ask for your permission to continue on. I've got another meeting that I've got to catch up. So I'm sorry for that. So with regard to the update, the outreach initiative is merged with the newly created Global Stakeholders Engagement Teams. Perhaps some of you are aware of this. And so this group has become a little bit large, and we have been discussing the ways how to better facilitate discussion and, you know, how to make it more relevant. So we have planned for a webinar on the 28th of February, where the focus will be also on getting an update from the Global Stakeholders Engagement Team. And then, of course, the plan is for having an interactive community session in Beijing in April.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that update.
Thank you.
Moving on to the ICANN Academy. Hong, I'm not sure if you're on Adobe. Do you have a quick update for us, please?
Oh, yes, of course. Academy Working Group completed a summary report for the survey result yesterday. 22 responses were received from the different part of ICANN, 10 from a large community, 1 from CCNSO, that's our output. To have a quick look of the survey results, 90% of the respondents are interested in the leadership development program, and 70% suggest the participants of the program should be the current leaders or the future leaders. What's interesting is 70% believe such program should be conducted in a face-to-face model. But these rough materials, these raw materials, the data is subject to further analysis. Back to you, Leslie.
Thank you, Hong. We'll look forward to that analysis in due course. Next up, we have the CCNSO 10-year birthday or anniversary celebration committee.
Yes. Yeah, it's fairly simple. They had their first meeting, and they'll report by Beijing. They're looking into, say, a chair, and they've already more or less decided that, say, or will suggest to the council that the funding of it will be done in a similar way as we've done dinners in the past. So it will be CCTLD community funded.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And we have the CCNSO statements on the IANA function, which I think Keith partly covered in his vice chair update earlier. Unless there's anything further to add, Bart?
No, not really, and I've covered it as under the action points as well.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item 11 is the liaison updates, and we have received just earlier today an update email from the GNSO. And Ron, as always, thank you very much. We received your update as a paper in time for the meeting papers, which is always appreciated. Does anyone have any comments or questions on either of those, please? No, in which case we move on to item 12. Our next meeting is on the 10th of March. And thank you very much, everyone, for your time today. Can I just check if there are any items of any other business, please? No. Excellent. Apologies that went on slightly longer than the hour that we'd intended, but a very helpful discussion on the guidelines. And as ever, I think that very long list of working groups highlights to me just how much is going on that as a council we need to keep up to date and aware of. So thank you, everyone, for your patience, and look forward to speaking to you next month. Thank you.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.